say that we should beat the mind with a broom or with a shoe, morning, evening. So how do we do that practically? Actually, Prabhupada is quoting the Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, who would say that. In fact, he would say that, you know, the mind is the non-devotee with whom we constantly associate.
It's a non-devotee.
We are constantly associating with. So we have to keep the mind that way, distanced. So there are, as far as I have seen, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur himself never gave a specific explanation for this, what he meant. So different devotees have given explanations. Essentially, the broom is a device used for cleaning, and the shoe is what is worn on the feet. So that is associated in different places. The shoe is, say, it represents the feet of the spiritual master. So we take the instruction of the spiritual master very seriously. And the cheto darpana marjanam, cleaning, usually is referred to the holy name. So clean the mind with the holy name. But the point is, either way, what the shoe and the broom represent, the important thing is that we distance ourselves from the mind and control it. Say if there is some pesky creature, you know, some unruly dog or something like that, we need to control it, shut up. We may use a broom or a shoe to calm it, to silence it, to control it. So the essential point is that we control the mind. Now for us, what will act as a shoe or what will act as a broom? No, that may not always be the same. It may vary. Sometimes we may chant so attentively that mind becomes very calm. Mind is agitated and we chant and the mind becomes calm. Sometimes it may happen that we are trying to chant and we are just not able to chant. The mind can just trouble us. It's a war, and in the war we cannot go with a ritual. Now we have to see how the enemy is attacking and how we can counterattack. So sometimes instead of just struggling to chant, the mind not letting chant, just take a few breaths. Maybe we can recite some verses which inspire us a lot, and we can sing some lines from some Vaishnava song which evokes a bhakti bhav in our heart. That might enable us to better control the mind. So we have to find out by our own introspection what is the best tool by which we can control our mind. And this is actually where there is abundant room for individuality in bhakti. So Krishna has a unique relationship with you and Krishna has a unique relationship with me. And although ultimately that relationship is transcendental, but even now we have a relationship with Krishna. And how Krishna will manifest himself in a most accessible, appealing, effective way to you may vary from how it may be to me. So by looking at our own life and seeing how we can combat the mind, what is it that enables us to control the mind, we can use that. So for example, like chanting or praying to the deities or reciting verses, these are all directly transcendental means for controlling the mind. And ultimately for transforming the mind, we need to connect it with Krishna. We need to devote it to Krishna. So among the various limbs of devotional service, whichever enables us to control the mind, we do that in a diligent way. So the morning and evening essentially means that we do it regularly. So of course we chant the holy names and we have some kind of spiritual programs, either study Shastra or something like that, we do in the evenings. So that in the daytime, whatever materialism has come up, we are able to counter it in the evening also. So what specific, we have a standard process of devotional service and we do practice it. At the same time, there is abundant room for individual application of how best we can deal with our own mind. And Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite. Krishna says if we try sincerely to serve him, then he will give us the intelligence by which we can come to him. So just as beating an unruly animal with a stick or a broom, with a shoe or a broom, what it means is, it is creating trouble, we bring it under control. So like that, we understand that the mind is troublesome and we get it under control. So following the instruction of the spiritual master and primary instruction of the spiritual master to chant the holy names, that is important, and the spiritual master has given us a whole process of bhakti, of various ways in which we can control and focus the mind. And doing it diligently will gradually bring the mind under control. Does that answer your question? So, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Gaur Premanand.